In the Kodesh, that we shouldn't go through the day and just waste it. Everybody knows that Purim is Ki Yom Kippurim. The Goyim used to say that Purim is the Hashlama of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, that we get to Madrega of Avos Hashem through Yirah. But we're missing the Chatzil Lochem, right? And every Yontov we have Chatzil Hashem and Chatzil Lochem, half for you, half for the Rebbein Shleilom. Yom Kippur is Kulei Lochem, we're like Malochim. The Chatzil Lochem of Yom Kippur, we're Mashlim with Purim. In fact, Purim, Yom Kippur is Kippurim. Where is this Madrega of Purim that, you know, Yom Kippur we understand, we don't eat, we don't drink, we're fasting, we're davening in shul all day, on a different level. Purim, Lechore is a higher Madrega, and yet, we don't feel it, we don't see it. And Be'emes is, like the Ramchal says, we travel through time. All the Eiris, all the Hashpahs that came down on Purim, the year of the Nes, comes down every year. We just have to have the Seichel to use it. There's one Nekuda which I think is Negeh to all of us. The Torah says, Im Yeshes Nafshechem. Right? When the Pasuk says, Im Yeshes Nafshechem, so Rashi says, Rutzeinchem, Yorotzen. What is the taitch of a person's nefesh? The taitch of a person's nefesh is his rotzen. What he really wants. Who he is. What his rotzenus is. Take a look in the Megillah. Kichen yisad hamelech arav beisil lasis ki rotzen ish ve'ish. The whole parsha of having hanor from the Su'udah of Achashverosh, if you take a look in the Medrash, you will see that only 18,500 people ate by the Su'udah of Achashverosh. We're talking about millions of Jews. And there's 18,500 that had anor. Nena Mesidos. It doesn't say they ate, because what they ate was kosher. They had badatz, hechsher food. The wine was kosher. Vashtia kados. It was al pi halacha. There was nothing wrong with it. It wasn't OU, it wasn't nothing. It was badatz all the way down. Gemaisid, everything was taken. Nothing wrong with it. They happened to be in a place where a Jew shouldn't be seen. It was b'chatzah beis hamelech, where a lot of garbage was going on around. And they enjoyed it. They felt comfortable in that place to vishen the goyim. 18,500 came along. And because of that, there's never been a gezeira before in Klal Yisrael where the Rebbein Yishlalem said, wipe them off the map. Wipe them off the map. For what? They were Mechal Shabbos, they were Mechal Yom Tov. They did a Maisa Krisis. There was no Znus going on over there. What went on? They enjoyed the culture of the Goyim. It was kosher. And the Teretz is, in short, כיחן יש דמלה לאסיס קרצן איש ואיש.
למעשה היא אמרה לי שאתה נמצא בישיבה, אני באתי לנשק אותך.
וואו, 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 וואו.
אתם אוהבים אותו? אין כמו רברן, אין כמו רברן. אין כמו רברן. ליהודים, אני הורס לך את השיעור?
כן.
אני הורס לך את השיעור?
כן.
אני מבקש סליחה.
בסדר.
אתה סולח לי?
כן,
אז אני ארוס עוד פעם. לבייס, תדעו לכם, אין כמו רבן, הוא תורח בשבילכם כל השנה, כדי שתגדלו בתירה בירס שומיים. אין אויד מלבדוי, אין אויד מלבדוי, תדעו לכם, אין אויד מלבדוי, כי השם הוא אלוהים, כשאומרים שמע ישראל, מה מתכוונים? הקדוש ברוך הוא, אנחנו מאמינים, אין אויד מלבדוי, אין אויד מלבדוי, כל מה שאנחנו רואים, שולחנות, ספסלים, נעליים, גרביים, הכל, לב, מי נותן ללב שלך לעבוד? רק אין עוד מלבד. מה הייתי כל השנה, לא יתנו לי להיכנס לפה אחרי השתגעות הזאת. אני רואה שאתה כועס עליי.
לא, אני לא כועס.
אתה לא כועס עליי? תדע לך, אני רוצה להכניס לתלמידים שלך שידעו שאין עוד מלבד, אין מציאות בעולם. חוץ מהקודש ברוך הוא, אתה מראה להם את זה. פורט, שטייט, שטייט. אשר איני את הסגויים, תדעו לכם, אתה למעיץ לבחור חשוב מאוד, תדע לך, אל ישראל, נקווה ממך, ודוי מיץ ואני רואה את זה, אתה אלפוסקי, נכון? למעיץ, מה אתה, אני רואה את השטייגן שאתה עושה כל השנה, אני רואה אותך כל השנה, את התפילס שלך, התפילס שלך, זה לא יאומן, אני הנבי עליי, אני מקנה בך, אני מקנה בך, מי אתה, גם כן, כל התפילס שלך, אתה יושב על סטנדר, אתה גמרה, אתה גמרה, מי אתה, מי אתה, זה לא יאומן, אתה רואה אותי כל השנה, איזה בחורים יקרים, איזה בחורים יקרים יש לך בישיבה. הלוואי עליי בישיבה שלי, אין לי ישיבה. אין לי
ישיבה. This service has been sponsored by Bark and Wine Company.
Okay. Okay, Chen Isa la Melech, his father Grada, knows Kol HaTorah Kula. He comes here once in a while for Shabbos from Shmuel Deutsch. His father Kol HaTorah Kula Mamash. Okay, Chen Isa la Melech al Kol Rav Beisel Lasis Kud Sein Ish Ve Ish. The Megillah tells us that the Suuda of Achashverosh was an intention Lasis Kud Sein Ish Ve Ish. To bring out everybody's what everybody's rotzen really is. You can do what you want. Al pi Torah, you can be a manuvel bishul satorah. But let's see what your real rotzen is. Let's see where you are. And the emes is Purim. The avoda from Purim is to bring out what is really the rotzen of a person. What is his pintel? What really bothers him? What really stares him? The emes when we say kimu v'kiblu. Chazal tell us that there was a Kabbalah HaTorah on Purim, that then there were Makabal Torah Biava. What does it mean? It means that when Ribbono Shel'Olam came down and he gave us the Torah, he bethem forced us into it. He put a mountain on top of us and said, if you don't Makabal the Torah, this is Shom Teik Varaschim, you're going to be buried over here. So we were Makabal, even though we said Nasa V'Nishma, but we have no way out. And until Purim, till the Maisa of Purim, Be'etzem, we were learning mitoich kfir. We were like forced into it. We were like paid, right? We were paid. So if you're paid, you come to a seder. If you're not paid, then the koil looks like the way it looks. But if you're paid, for 10 years, we have a koil that was got paid. And Baruch Hashem, 90% of the yeshiva turned up. On a year when there's no pay, so 90% of the yeshiva doesn't turn up. It's gevaldik. We were given Torah. We were given Torah al-Bakfir. We were forced. We were forced into it. Came Purim, where the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to wipe us out. Why? Because the Pintel Yidl, who we really are, came out. Even though it's 18,500 Jews that turned up in the... And what do we have shaykhs to it? There was still a lot of what we call Haredim around that didn't show up, right? From the fanatics that... Didn't go to Modcha. Modcha was considered from the fanatics. He didn't turn up by the Suuda. But since there was 18,500, Ribbono Shel Olam held that Klal Yisrael was still in a Madrega where they still enjoyed the culture that was going on over there. Came along Purim, and when we saw the Ness, and we saw what went on, and we were Makabel, again, the kimu v'kibul, we will makabel again, berotzoin, so then the rotzoinius, the pnimius of a person, we will makabel Torah because we wanted it, not because it was forced on us. Give me fire. Not because it was forced on us, because we wanted it. The kimu v'kibul aleim ha-yehudim was pshat, that we changed the rotzen. Till now it was lasis kirutzoin ish v'ish. We can do what we want, how we want, when we want. Hashtia kados, it was the shtia, was kados, al pi alocha. There was a pi agofen before, there was a ala gefen. We didn't miss a minyan because we drank. We made it till shachas, even though we went to bed late. It was kikhein yisrael ha-melech al kol rabbet. Last kirutzoin ish v'ish. Do whatever you want, how you want. Came along Purim, and we were makabel berotzin, Kabbalas HaTorah. Kabbalas HaTorah was berotzin. There we showed our rotzinius that the be'etzem, that's what we want from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Is be'etzem, Purim is a zman like Yom Kippur, where the pintel yidl comes out. The pintel yidl, don't think he doesn't understand English. He understands, if I state English, sehr, sehr gut. He understands English, he was in America, fregnisht. Hashem gave in arts of Tmeyas. The kids are. Chef.
תדע לך, זה מוסיק מדבש מה שאתה אומר, העיקר זה ריבוני שמרים לו, העיקר זה ריבוני שמרים לו, מדוויקוס, לעזוב את כל הרצוינס, לעזוב את כל העולמה הזה, העיקר זה דוויקוס, מתי יש דוויקוס, כשלומדים, שיר שלו ליחס ספורו, העיקר זה ריבוני שמרים לו, אבל הם צוחקים, הם לא מבינים.
לא, לא, הם לא צוחקים על מה שאתה אומר, הם צוחקים על השיר של נוגח ספורו.
הנה, הוא הגיע ראש השיר.
Bekitzur, Purim is faket. The avoid of Purim is lasis kirtzain ish ve'ish, that the person should show his rutzainius, his pnimius, what he really is. Yom Kippur, it's shown by us by force. On Yom Kippur, it's shown by us by force. We were forced, we have to fast, we have to keep the chamesh inuim, we have to daven, etc., etc. We're pushed in the corner. What we call Black September, Chodesh El, we call Black September. So it comes to a point where we're forced. Oh, but the minute Purim's over, the minute Yom Kippur's over, Baruch Hashem, made it through. Okay, now we can relax. Purim is faket. Purim, it's not forced on you. Purim is adarabba. Vashtiya kados einoinus. Nobody's forcing you. You can do what you want, how you want. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Lasoch kitzoin ish v'ish. I want to see this pintel yidl. And the feed the pintel yidl, what comes out on a Purim, what we show on a Purim, who we are, what we are.
Last.
Last is returned. Last is returned. The pasuk in Tehillim says, the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to do last is returned. We want to do his rotzen. Chafasti, I want it. V'seiroscha b'seich meoy. But the Torah is b'seich meoy. B'seich meoy is in my kishkas. When Torah is part of your kishkas, when Torah becomes part of you, then b'seiroscha then lasis rutzuncha, you'll understand what be'etzim the rotzon Hashem is. Some people had tainas on the miftza for going to Switzerland. Some people said it was forced. It's not real emes v'chulei v'chulei. And there was different. There was undercurrents of negativity in the yeshiva, that ki'ilu, it's not chinuchi, it's not a chinuch. Okay, so my first raya that he's not right is from today's kailu. You see, emelent nisht as mabtzolt nisht, geit nisht. Oh, but there's more than that. Lasis v'tzincha l'kai chafotzchi v'tzeroscha b'sei moye. When I learn, even though I'm forced on it, even though it's forced on me, even though I learn because I want some schar at the end, etc., etc., oh, but because I'm learning, the Torah has an effect on me that my ritzenos become the rotzen from the Ribbono Shel Olam. I become connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So even though it's forced on you, but at the end, there's what we call a Kabbalas HaTorah mitoch Avo. Once the Ribbono Shel Olam saw that the rotzen of the person, his pnimius, is to do the Ratzon Hashem. So Rabbeinu Shalom says, okay, we're on the same wavelength. Rabbeinu Shalom came along and gave us tremendous hashbois. The hashbois of Purim is tremendous. Till the point that came, apoyshed yad noisn loy. Somebody who puts out his hand, noisn loy, you give him. And on that Chazal tell us, and on that the Mefarshim tell us, that kol apoyshed yad, somebody who puts out his hand to the Rabbeinu Shalom, noisn loy, he'll give it to him. Why? Because his rotzin is to do Avedas Hashem. So whatever he needs to do for rotzin Hashem, the Rabbeinu Shalom will give it. The emes is, if you take a look at Shemona Esra, people spend a long time on Shemona Esra. Be'etzem, it's a stira to all Avedas Hashem, if you really want to think about it. Because Be'etzem, what are we doing? What are we doing? We're davening, Atachoinen, Rafa'enu, Baruch Aleinu, give me Panosa, give me Rufu. It's all what we call, for yourself, egoistic tefillah. I've added a language Shemona Esra, because I'm davening for myself. Do I have Bichlal in mind, what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to do with, if he gives me all this shefa, the Ribbono Shel Olam, will it help me in Avedas Hashem? The only reason why we have a schus or a heter to daven the Shemona Esra is in order that it should be l'rotzein cho, in order that we should have koichas to do the rotzen Hashem. When that tefillah comes out from a person whose rotzen is to do Ritzayin is Hashem, then Ribbono Shel Olam will kolapoish yad noisnin loy. Mincha by Purim is ke'en the ne'ila of a Yom Kippur. And the same way as by a ne'ila of a Yom Kippur, kol ha'sha'orim nanolim, everything is locked, except koyach ha'b'chi. B'chi doesn't always mean just crying. B'chi means something when a person gets hurt, and it hurts him to a point where tears come down. That means that's his pnimius. Something touched him so deep that it has a physical reaction. A physical reaction. Rabbeinu Shalom gave us a physical reaction that we can give out our emotions through tears. But bechi is be'etzem a tefillah. A tefillah that something bothers us. By Yom Kippur, ne'ila is pshat. Rabbeinu Shalom says, kol ha'sharim nanulim, everything is locked. Koyach ha'tefillah. There's one koyach that's left. Koyach ha'bechi. What's koyach ha'bechi? Koyach ha'bechi is the pintel yidl. That pintel underneath all the schmutz, we take away all the schmutz after a whole day of avoid and Yom Kippur, and we turn around to the Rebbeinu Shalom and we say, we want to do your rotzen. We finish it off with the Shema Yisrael, Pshat is v'makabel l'ol malchus shamayim. The same avoid is by Purim, but it's a different type of avoidah. It's with the drinking. It's with eating. It's with the drinking. We want to show lasses kirtzayin ish ve'ish. We still want to do the rotzen Hashem. We want to show in the last tefillah of the day, where the Ribbono Shel Olam says kol apoyshe yad noisnin loy, that when you put out your hand, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give us. He can give us tremendous hashpos today. The problem is that the Satan doesn't want us to chop around the day, so he gave us a mitzvah which we think we have to be machme in, and we can drink when we want, how we want. And mekup chen se mincha fashikad ahet. The rotzen of a person, has to come out on a Purim. The rotzen of a person, lasis rotzen chafotzti. I want to show the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is my real rotzen underneath all the schmutz. Take away everything. The drinking is pshat. The Ribbono Shel Olam wants you adu lo yoda, until you take away all your yudias, until you take away what you think you have in mind. Adu lo yoda. Bein baruch modcha la'oro homon. So everybody asks the kasha, what's pshat? Well, I have to drink so much till I'm ready to say oro modchai. That's what I have to do. What does pshat mean? Teretz says, no. I have to drink to a point where I understand that sometimes in life, when the Ribbono Shel Olam, it looks to me as if it's Oror Homon. It looks like it's Oror Homon. It looks like it's bad. It looks like as if things are not going my way. It's also Baruch. And therefore, we come to a Madrega on Purim where we understand that we don't understand. And not everything that looks bad is bad. Because by the Ribbono Shel Olam, there is not bad. So the idea of Adoloyoda means we take away what we think we intellectually understand, and we understand Anhoga from the Ribbono Shel Olam. We don't understand anything. There is no difference between Baruch Modchai to Arahomon. We don't, the way we see it. The Ribbono Shel Olam has his big plan, and everything is Baruch. Everything is Baruch. And we'll only see that Shas when the Mashiach will come. Then we say our Toiv HaMeitiv. That's when we say the real Toiv HaMeitiv. Today, we can only say our Toiv HaMeitiv on wine. Because wine, Nichnas Yayin, Yayin is the Gematria of 70. The Yotza Soid, Soid is also the Gematria of 70. Nichnas Yayin, when the Yayin goes in, Vashtia Kados, right? The Melech says, is the Ribbono Shel Olam. When Yayin comes in, when Yain comes in, Yotza Soid, then the Pnimius, what's really hidden in the person, that's when it comes out. And the Ribbono Shel Olam on a Purim wants to see, he wants to see the real Pnimius. What are we going to daven for? And on that, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Kol HaPoshed Yad, you put your hand out. You ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kol HaPoshed Yad, I'll give it to you. But let's see what it is. Abayisai, you got the last mincha. What's going to happen afterwards, who knows? Some people will get to the Madrega of understanding Adoloyada. Some people will stay with the idea that they saw and what they have, and all fagoished, and you'll still be standing in the Chotzer for Achashverosh. And some people will get out of the Achashverosh's Chotzer. Some people will get out of it, and there'll be Zeicha to a Purim Kiyom Kippur, where we can turn around to the Ribbono Shel Olam and we can ask him, not only ask him, we can mon him. We can demand from him of the Poshe Yad when we put out our hand, and nicely the Ribbono Shel Olam says, I will give it to you. But one thing I want to see. I want to see what is really your Rotzen. What is the Rotzen? Lasses Kirtzoin Ish V'ish, and that's the Avodah Be'etzem of a Yid all his life. He has to come to the understanding of what Be'etzem Rotzen Hashem. We say in davening on during the Shalosh Regalim, we say, "Bischus ovei she'osu rutzay necho." What does it mean? Osu rutzay necho, osu teirosu, osu mitzvoscho. What's this rutzaynei? Rutzaynei is a lot deeper, a lot deeper. Sometimes, you know, I always give the moshul of the swimming pool. After Tisha B'Av, right? It comes to Chatzos by Tisha B'Av, the day after Tisha B'Av. After Chatzos, you're allowed to go swimming. So you're standing in front of the swimming pool, and you have a bunch of guys standing there ready, and they're ready to jump in. It was a Levaria swimming pool. And there's a countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and it comes to 1, boom, chatzos, everybody jumps in. Al pi alocha, is it mutter? It's mutter. Is that rotzen Hashem? It's not rotzen Hashem. Another murdika marshal. A guy smokes, a kid smokes. His father knows he smokes. His father knows that he gives him money, but it bothers him. And the kid knows that it bothers him. Is there inyan of not smoking in front of your father? 100%. Would I have to spit it in the face for? Rotson doesn't say that's awesome. The father gives me money. So one person can turn around and say, my father gives me money to buy cigarettes, so why can't I smoke in front of him? Another kid will turn around and say, my father gives me money, he knows I smoke, but to smoke in front of him, I know will be metzaya him even more. That's pshat, understanding what rotson is. Rotson Hashem doesn't always mean what's written in the Shulchan Aruch. You're asking me, Pi Shulchan Aruch, was it mutter to go to the Achashverosh Suda? It could be. They held Modcha was a fanatic. He was an eitznik. Ich weiß nicht was. He didn't go to the Suda for Achashverosh. It was Sakonos Nefoshos. Achashverosh makes a Suda and you don't turn up. And the Ribbono Shel Olam said, no, you turn up, we wipe you out. Why do you get wiped out? Not because you did an Avera. Because you didn't understand what Rotzen Hashem is. If you ask me, the Nisoyin of today's generation, we all have, there's never been so much Torah and Klal Yisrael since Churban Beis HaMikdash. There's never been so many yeshivas that fit every niche of Yerushalayim or the lack of Yerushalayim that we have. Right? There's never been so many yeshivas. There's never been so much Torah. There's never been so much Torah given to Klal Yisrael, that a balabos today comes upstairs, He could be finished with Shas. He could be hearing Shiurim on the way to work. He could be sitting with his iPod listening to Shiurim on 100 years ago, the musuk of sitting and learning, the musuk of a balabos knowing what a daf gemara looks like, was unheard of. There was such a thing as a tehillim yid. Or you went to a rabbi shia between Mincha Marav and you listened to Chaya Odom and you learned Ein Yankov. Today, the balabatim, some balabatim are bigger talmid chacham than yeshiva bochrim. That they're more orangutan in learning. There's never been such a hashpah of Torah. What's the nisoin of today's generation? What's the nisoin? Rotzon Hashem. Understanding what really is Rotzon Hashem. We live in a generation where we're mekayim mitzvahs. There's never been such a hodadika esrog like we have these days. The Chofetz Chaim, if you wouldn't make kiddush on the kais that he had with such a small shia. There was no money in those days. There was one esrog. Three, which with today we wouldn't even make a brocha on, that used to come to one town in anything. Who the dikta kamitzis today? Who has tefillin like we have? Halavai the gedolim from 100 years ago would have the tefillin that we wear today. The hidurim and the ribua and the way it's written, unbelievable. The sifra Torah that we have, the hashpa of mitzvahs, the way we can be mekaimit. The hashpah of money, the hashpah of Torah. The Rebbeinu Shalom gave us everything. One thing is our nisoyin. One nisoyin we have. Understanding what Rotzon Hashem is. Rotzon Hashem means that we all believe, we all live in a society that will make the moshel. I'll give you a moshel. It's not a moshel, it's a fact. Right? Every sukkah, there's what we call a circus in New York, where everybody goes to this circus as a chalamoid. There's a chalamoy treat for the mishpachas. And I've added the money goes to stock it. It goes to some sort of yeshiva, whatever. I don't know if you call it yeshiva, but whatever. You know, it's something, they call it a yitzchot, right? 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 You see what happens. He has to come here to learn to be in a yeshiva, right? And you go over there, and it's a circus, and you hear Yidden walking around the street saying, ah, you know what it is? 10,000, 20,000 Yidden together, davening Mariv, being makabolos il malchus shemaim, after they've fressed their heads off with pizza and steaks and who knows what, and they enjoyed watching this circus, which is what we call, that's what went on in the Achashverosh's thing. Abavos, Abba Mariv, 20,000 Yidl Chalamuid, akabolos il malchus shemaim, do you know what the Shema Yisrael is like? And I turned around to the Rosh Hashiva once and I said to him, undos is given by Achashverosh Eichet. Avadis is given Torah and Avadis is gewaldige mitzvahs. But das is Rotzon Hashem. That's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants from you, that we should go mishpacha, mishpacha, ir ve'ir, we should go and watch a circus on a chalamoid, which in Shteytan chalamoid, kala mevaza moedos. When you mevaza moedos, who knows what Shteytan chazal, I don't want to finish it off. First of all, I don't remember what state. Aber a state, huh? Aber ich steht gewaltige Sache. Ah, ist da. Oh, I would have spoken even sharper. Aber da steht auf dem Wasser mehr das. What's Pshat? The Nisoyin from our generation is understanding what Rotzon Hashem is. Rotzon Hashem is, we understand mitzvahs, Torah, gewaltig. Rotzon Hashem is missing by us. Missing by us. We can go through life being a manuvel b'shus ha-Torah. I'm a novel b'shus ha-Torah. We can sit and learn. We can come to davening. We can kind mitzvahs. But who knows what's going on in our head? Who knows what's going on in our bedrooms? Who knows what we're watching? Who knows what we're reading? Who knows what we're listening to? This is what the Rebbeinu Shalom turned around on Purim and said that there's a gezeira of clear of wiping out Klal Yisrael. Why? Because they're not, they ain't shomer das. If you take a look in the Loshon HaMedrash, they're not listening to the das hamelech. What does das hamelech mean? The laws? That's Rotzon Hashem. Avada Torah we have. It's all about Rotzon. Purim, once a year, is the Rebbeinu Shalom says, drink, go ahead, have the chatzi lochem, be mashlim the Yom Kippur. Be mashlim yom kippur. Let's see you when you're sitting, when it's lochem, when I give it to you, when I give you everything. I give you, you can drink a pi'a locha. This is not a drinking where you're going to get thrown out from. This is a drinking where you can stay, adarabba, drink more. Abi, let's hear what comes out. Is there a Rotzon Hashem? How does my mincha, how does my shachris look? How does my davening look? This is a zman tefillah. The only tefillah where Esther turned around, Keli, Keli, Loma, Azaftoni. That is the tefillah of a Purim. That is the tefillah of the Chatzi Lochem. The Chatzi Lochem of understanding that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to see what our real rotzen is. And b'schus them, kol ha'poshed yad, when we go to a mincha, to a ne'ila, and the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to understand what is his real rotzen. Is this a person who's shayach to Malchus HaHashverosh? Or is he from Mordechai Yehudi? Right? Take a look. Mordechai Yehudi. What's Mordechai Yehudi? What, he's the only Jew? It's the only time in Tanakh where you see Mordechai Yehudi. What's the Yehudi? The Yehudi is today. We're all walking around like a bunch of goyim who learn Torah, but we're still connected to that world of Ahasuerus, Avada, Shtia Kados, the Shensta Hechsha, the Shensta Esrog, the Shensta Lulav, the Shensta Tfilin. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We learn, we sit and learn. Shiurim on tape, wherever we go, we're connect. We're surrounded by stocker. There's never been so much stocker being thrown in Klal Yisrael. Abavos, lasis kutsoin ish v'ish. We have to understand the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's not the test. We have no nisoyen to sit and learn. Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to say one time a year. Let's see if they're willing to come to learn. Coming to learn. We blew it this morning. One year, the first year in 10 years. First year in 10 years. Well, you didn't get paid to come. Let's see what the real rotten of a person is. If I'm not paid, if it's not money, in God we trust is written on the dollar. If the dollar's not in front of me, I ain't coming. 90% of the yeshiva used to come to a seder. Used to walk in at 10:30, quarter to 11. The olam was learning. Everybody had chavrusas. 25, 30 guys in the Beis HaMedrash. Came the first year. We didn't give any money. Boom. 90% didn't turn up. Is that rotzin Hashem? Did we just prove to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we're vite still in Achashverishes? We still have a chance to get out of it. We still have a Shemona Esra. We still have a Mincha. We still have a Shtikel Tefillah where our minds perhaps are thinking straight for most of us. Lirtzain, Kirtzain, Ishvish, show the Rotzon of the Ribbono Shel Olam, show the Ribbono Shel Olam, Kalapesha Yad Neislein, the Ribbono Shel Olam will give us a Siyata Dishmaya that we should be able to come to the Madrega of Adeloyoda. Adeloyoda doesn't mean we have to drink to that much. Adeloyoda that we should understand that all is the Ribbono Shel Olam and we want to do the Rotzon Hashem. And when we go to Hashemana Esther, understanding that we want to do the Rotzon Hashem, we'll be Zeicha Kalapesha Yad Neislein.